Thanks for joining us this morning. Tom Meredith, glad to be along with you. And our guest this morning is a local musician. He's retired Army, but he's also a musician, and he's got a new CD called Quadruple Negative that he's here to promote some great music. You might know him as Big Sarge.
Yeah, a lot of people
People have heard your voice here on Toaster Trivia and some of our contests before if you've called in. Right. C. Michael Austin joining us. What's good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm hanging in there.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right, well, we were just talking off the air a little bit about influences, and we were talking about your music, and you write. It's all original. You are writing everything. And I asked you, What genre does this fall in? As I'm listening to the music, I hear some country influence, I hear some R&B influence, I hear some rock influence, some pop, and you said, and the answer was...
C-Mike genre.
C-Mike genre, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how'd you get started in music in the first place?
I come from a musical family, actually.
My mom, and a musical city on top of that.
Yeah, well, Detroit, Michigan, hometown, 3/1/3, you heard. my mom sang gospel, right, in church, and that's what I grew up listening to. My dad, blues, you know, a lot of blues, a lot of the old school, you know, Delta type stuff. And then my brother, when he was getting up, because I'm 5 years younger than my brother. I'm 57, so I'm 5 years younger than my brother, 8 years younger than my sister. So the influences of where I was coming on that time, the music styles at that point in time when I was growing up was my sisters and cousins, and they hang out. It was the 1970s R&B and the funk, you know, the N-word, N-word, right? And then my brother is going off to college, and he'd come back, and that's where I was getting my country and the rock and stuff, you know, especially when you're in Detroit, you know, you're hearing... You know, all the, I mean, you could hear all the Motown you wanted.
Well, right, yeah, because you got Motown, then you got, like, what else? Ted Nugent, Bob Seger, and so there are all kind of different influences in the music scene there.
I mean, there was a wide range of different radio stations, so you always heard everything. And then my best friend and brother for life, Melvin, you know, grew up next to him next door, and that's his dad played jazz. You know,
wow! So there's another.
So it was all over the place. Yeah. You couldn't, you know, you trip over music. You know, you would. I mean, I see 10 blocks away from Motown. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where we grew up at. You know, and like I said, when I was a kid, that's what you heard, man. Block party. When you still had block parties, you know, and everything. Yeah, you heard it all. Yeah, I was going to say that was it.
So you, I mean, the influences came from everywhere. Then, from the radio, from family, from friends, and just where you grew up, even too.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm going to start off. I'm just going to play a little bit. This is from a song you did. And again, it's an original called Mesa, and we're going to talk more about the DVDs and where it's available. So here's a little sample of C. Michael Austin.
Got a little sore, my feeling rises, sweeping lower. very slowly. I was working at the counter.
Those are harmonizing with yourself here. This is Galesburg Live. That is the stylings of C. Michael Austin, that tune called Mesa. He actually hit the charts, you said, in Australia. You have fans in Australia.
It was one of the things, you know, when you try and get your music out there. And all these were, you know, either released or haven't been released before. And this was one that was on the fan club CD, right? And when I was trying to get it done, get it, you know, I was releasing it, and I put it out. And there used to be this thing called MP3.com,
mm-hmm.
right? And in the United States, it was everything you heard on the radio. But in Australia, they had it to where, you know, they had a side to where, you know, if you were on side, you could do it. So I put it up there, you know.
And once somebody starts listening to it and say, hey,
yeah,
check this out.
Yeah. Or whatever. So, yeah. I mean, so the first week you looked at it, and, you know, I don't know how many people put their stuff in, but it was number 98. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next week it was number 16. And next week it was number one. And it stayed number one for 16 weeks. Not really. I mean, it's like, whoa. You know, I got the little thing up. I printed that off and, you know, put that on the wall and everything. It was pretty cool, though, man.
C. Michael Austin joining us here this morning, a new CD called Quadruple Negative. I know you've probably been told this before, and speaking of people that, you know, different genres of music, your voice has a Darius Rucker quality to it. I'm guessing you've been told that.
I got to tell you. Back in 2001, the Laser had a theme song contest,
mm-hmm.
and Eric Hansen whipped that dude. I don't want to pinch it on you, but you sound like Hootie.
Yeah, yep.
Well, guess what? In Korea, that's what all the Koreans call me, Hootie.
There you go. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
He was either Saji or Hootie.
So yeah, you got to have that that quality, which is it's pretty interesting. All right, so Quadruple Negative. If somebody is interested, where is it available?
Through me, actually.
Okay.
So all they got to do is hit me up at, it's C-Mike-Int, it's CMIKEENTGRPLLC@gmail.com. All they got to do is just send me their information and I'll contact them.
Okay. All right. And they can find you on Facebook too, right?
C-Mike Lawson at Facebook, and then, that's probably it right there.
Yeah.
You know, just all you got to do is send me the information. I actually did, and we deliver.
So at this point, you're staying away from like the Spotify's and some of those other services where you can get it more widespread. But why are you staying away from that? Do you just complete control kind of? Or?
Yeah, because it gets to be a little bit difficult sometimes mm-hmm. with that. And then, I mean, I'm not trying to tour either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because once you get big, everybody else wants to get in the middle of that. Honestly, what I'd like to do is get with some of the people that I've, you know, around here that I play with and make more music and just, you know, like that. I mean, if something big comes, I'd rather, you know, like Darius Rucker would be great singing that one. Uncle Cracker would be great for singing the first song on there. Why? He'd be, you know, I'd like to get to mm-hmm. that point to where somebody, you know, is finding my music and then. And that was when you go a different avenue when you do it that way instead of Spotify.
Well, that's more where the money comes is from the writing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age.
I mean, it's 9.7 cents a thing, but, you know, if you get a 10 million
all the royalties,
seller, you know, and you're good to go. But, you know, I'd rather do it like that, and you know, instead of just, you know. But right now, I got some bills to pay.
No. Well, there's that. C. Michael Austin joining us here this morning. Got a new CD out called Quadruple Negative. And, you know, one of the things I was going to ask you about this, and I kind of wondered, it's like, you okay? I know you're alone a lot working on this stuff, and I'm thinking, man, that's a lot of different instruments in there. You play
everything.
All the instruments. You do
everything.
All.
Yep. Wow. Every now and again, I'll have somebody come do a lead solo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, some of those are all these were pre-recorded. One of the things that I'm dealing with is all the nerve endings that come out of my neck. I have degenerative disc disease from my military today, so it really shuts down my left arm, so I'm not playing as much. So, on here.
What's your natural instrument? What's the one you picked up and that you say, this is what I play?
Guitar.
Okay.
Rhythm guitar. Like I said, started off at drums at five, and then when my brother went off to college, somebody had to play guitar. Melvin was playing bass. And I was playing drums. So we grabbed my little cousin, Dare, stuck him behind the set. And I started playing guitar. And we just started switching off things and teaching each other that. And that's the way it went down.
When was the last time you played live? Have you been doing that much of that? Or when has it been a while? I mean, and I guess, did you have a band together? Or were you out doing it solo?
That would have been... That was over here, right here on Main Street. Who was it? What's her name? Jera was
doing. Oh, Jera and the Absolutes. Yeah, yep. Jera. Yeah.
She was doing a open mic, mm-hmm. right? And that had to be 2014.
Oh, so it's been a little bit then.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But you've still been busy with music and writing and.
Well, nah, I got to be honest with you, man. with all the ailments that I got going on from my military days, I spent a lot of time drunk. Wow. I did, man, because I was going through a bit of depression there, the person that I know got me into, got me really here lately, just got me back into, it's like rewriting and, everything. Like
well, that. I want to talk a little bit more about your military career coming up. It was the Army and you retired, right?
Medically discharged, okay. So that's what they call it.
But still, how many years? You spent,
15.
Yeah, so you still had a complete career in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, am I feeling it.
Well, and you spent time in the Middle East, among other places, during all this, too.
So. Yeah, got deployed a lot, man. Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, if I was still healthy enough, I would have
fun. I don't know. Fun's a word I think of when being deployed to the Middle East. That's not the first word that comes to mind.
If you're not getting shot at, it's okay.
Well, okay. All right. That is much better. But the not knowing when you're going to get shot at or when something's going to drop on you, there's that too.
Yeah.
See Michael Austin joining us here this morning. We'll hear a little bit. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just click on one of these, play a little bit more music from. Where's it at? Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
This one's called Country Comfort.
Yeah.
I would harmonize, but I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, man. I love, it's funny because I get in my truck and I got these little USB players.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw it in there and I got, the whole CD on there. And I just can't help but sing with it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I surprise myself with the lyrics, man. I said, man, I wrote that. That's cool.
Yeah, that is. That really is. I mean, that would be something to even whether you're hearing yourself or not, just the fact that you wrote the lyrics, like you said, even if somebody else is singing them, whether it's Darius Rucker, Garth Brooks, or Ted Nugent, whatever, it's somebody, hear those lyrics. That, Country Comfort is the name of that one. See Michael Austin. You take a little break here. We got a news break coming up for you, and we'll have more with C. Michael. Talk more about his new CD, Quadruple Negative, more about his career and his music all coming up. It is 8:27.
To WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Meredith.
Ah, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for being with us. C. Michael Austin, my guest this morning. You just heard his voice. He's got a new CD out called Quadruple Negative. Okay, I want to get to that a little bit. Talk about the name of the disc. It obviously has some deep meaning to you.
Yeah, fighting prostate and colon cancer here for the last 4 years. And finally come up my fourth negative. It's like rock and roll.
Yes, yeah.
So it's like, because I was ready to quit. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the reasons why I spent a lot of time drinking. I was ready to quit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 6'5", and you get down to 163 pounds, and you're constantly hurting, and you take the treatments, and so on. So, I mean, my hair loss is natural, but when you can't get your eyebrows, you know, I mean, you can joke about it now, but
wasn't funny at the time.
Though, no, right? It wasn't. Yeah. And I just spent a lot of time sick, man. So, but come up a fourth time. So that's
That's a great name, though. That's a great way to look at it. Great, gives you a great outlook. Quadruple negative. Here it is. The test you were waiting for, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was, you know, once. You hear it the first time. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, all right. Well, you know, we went through this before.
Yeah.
You know, over a four-year period. And then it comes back, you know, cool. All right. This is looking up. This is looking. And then you start feeling healthy and everything like that. And then you go back in and get another one. It's like, all right, cool beans. And, you know, it's like you get that fourth one. You kind of feel, okay, we might get a couple more years off the old guy. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Yeah. And, but yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah, that's a great name for it. Let's talk about your process, songwriting, because there are people out there who write lyrics. There are people out there who write music, and there are some like you that do both. Is there a particular process? What comes into C. Mike's mind first? Is it the music or is it lyrics?
Well, I honestly don't have one.
Yeah, it just don't. whatever hits, right?
Yeah, the reason. It's the reason why you end up with so many genres.
Yeah,
you know, however it feels, whatever it is, whatever society calls it, when it's a finished product, right? I did one concert here over at the across from Cactus Country. That's
it. Oh, okay, yeah.
And back in 2012. I can't remember. Becky Byron, if you're listening, you can tell me where, because her daughter opened up for me at that time. But these, you know, the storyteller, because every song had a story behind it.
Right.
Every single one had a story behind it. So it's always something that motivates it to come to that point.
So the lyrics themselves are personal, kind of you've lived it.
Yes.
So what about the, so sometimes you sit down there and you'll sit, you know, okay, here it is. Here's the lyrics. How does the music come after that? Do you start just reading lyrics? You just start singing and a tune comes to you?
They kind of bow at the same time for me.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's one of those grab the guitar and, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a line in your head and that's it, really. It starts, starts with whatever's going on in life and then, you know, the guitar and a line. And then from that point, you know.
And you know, so there's an ear for that. There's also an ear for producing, which we'll talk more about that coming up because you produce as well. We talked about the fact that you play all the instruments on this thing as well.
Yeah.
Here's a little more from C. Michael Austin. This one's called Here I Am. We're rocking here.
Yeah. I wrote that for Sammy Hagar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, for a contest. Yeah.
The Red Rocker.
Stand. See, that's some Detroit rock influence right there.
Yeah. So just in the three clips we played, I mean, just such variety. Like I said, the rock influence here, the country influence. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So so what you do is make music is what you do.
Yeah, I basically. Mean, I guess that's what's
Well, I want to talk a little bit about producing because
real quick.
Yes.
You would not believe when I actually wrote that song and I didn't get around to recording it until
Were you
in maybe 99?
You were in the desert in the Middle East?
No.
Okay. No. Where were you?
I wrote that back in 1979.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Sure did. Wrote that song back in because there was this girl over there at school. Woo-hoo, Lord have mercy. Jesus.
So that was high school.
That girl took me to church, let me tell you. She looked good, man. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, man. See Michael Austin, our guest this morning. His new CD is Quadruple Negative. So let's talk producing because that, you know, it's one thing to write. It's one thing to compose music and do it all together. But producing, that's a whole different thing and takes a whole different ear as well. And not everybody who's a musician can produce. And I found out a little bit more about this when my daughter went to Millikan University and majored in music, contemporary music and music business. And one of her classes or several classes were production. And she admitted, she's like, and she could write. Mm-hmm. She said, I hear what some of these other guys do in class and the things that they hear, like listening to a song I wrote, and they say, yeah, this needs this or that. She said, I don't have that ear.
Uh-huh.
And but that's something you also have the gift for. You know how to put it all together. It's like, okay, yeah, you sit there like whatever with the acoustic guitar and you write the song, but then you come it up with all the other parts and then putting it all together. That's a whole other talent on top of the singing and writing and playing.
And that's the part that I love doing the most.
The production,
The whole production of it. Yeah. Sitting down with it, whether they come with a song or not, or it's one of mine or whatever. I like the fact of sitting there recording it and then putting it, you know, and putting it all together. Just the whole process down the highway.
Yeah.
And I really like that. One of my friends, and I tell you, I call this girl musically my wife, right? And that's Mary Quintanilla. But back then, we were stationed at Fort Drum together. And voice of an angel. she, Mary Eves now, and she lives in Texas. When I met her, right, she had a couple of songs of her own, right? And she didn't play anything. You know, and that was the cool thing of putting all that together, right? The way she had a flow of how she sang it, you know, and putting all that together. And then, okay, let's add this here and let's put this here and let's see what it sounds like. All right. And I really like that process. For me, it just seems to come like second nature.
And it could be anything from like, you know what? A cowbell here or a hi-hat there or, you know, one of the things I still remember hearing an interview with Gladys Knight talking about Midnight Train to Georgia. And that's one another time where I was like, wow, I didn't know that producers did that. Toward the end when they get out of the, you know, the main part, the verse, and then she goes, I got to go. Mm-hmm. She said, that was the producer told me, said, here, right there, when we get to that point, do that. Like, well, I didn't know. I just thought that was something like, boom, that just popped in her head and she did it. It's like, no, producer.
Yeah.
Producer comes up with that. So it's all those little things that actually, I guess, complete the song as well.
Right. Yeah. And another friend of mine, Janine Smith, is over in Watertown, New York. You know, she had a couple of them. Another one that I produced a couple of songs for, she had one called Parking Lot, right? And she, you know, I mean, because when she played it to me, she strummed it. You know what I'm saying? And then I did a little twist to it because she, oh my God, this girl really, really, back in the day, she sounded like Ann Wilson.
Oh, okay, from Heart.
I mean, to hear her sing, you would think, close your eyes, man, you know. Yeah. And, but she, you know, she would, and so it comes down to a point of just arranging things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, something, okay, well, instead of doing that, try this. Instead of doing that, try that, you know, and if you can go with whatever you think is better.
Yeah. I guess that could even mean like finding the hook and things like that too.
Yeah.
Within what you've written.
Yeah. It does, you know, the one you just played, you know, like it's, you know, I mean, and there's actually two versions on it. One of the other things is I'm releasing four CDs now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is the first one. Right. And, I got another one coming out called, In the First.
Okay.
And that one, the one you just played was released well, it wasn't released before, but I recorded it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it still had the same type of same music, same way.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, you know, you hear that. All that came first, but the thing was
right.
You know, that is the point that hits you and you go, okay, now we need to incorporate all this into that.
Well, that's what's interesting to hear sometimes with a song, like you see whatever, you know, behind the music or whatever that on, mm-hmm. on TV, and they, and it's like, okay, well, here's how I wrote the song. You know, sitting there with the acoustic guitar, here's how it sounded. It's like, now this is what it is.
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing. And I guess that's kind of a, you know, combination of musicians and writers and everything, but the producer has played such a big role on that, though.
Yeah, outside of just paying for everything.
Right, well, there's that.
You
that's
know,
why it's, yeah. See, yeah, it's your own music, so you might as well produce it. You know how you want it to sound, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but I graduated from a recording workshop down in Chillicothe, Ohio. And then went to Detroit, the Recording Institute of Detroit, right here in 2014 and 15, and they actually teach you some of the stuff like that. And it's producing is one of those things for weirdly I just had ear for, because I can't even read music.
Yeah, so that's what's amazing too.
That you can
hear it and you can play it.
But, I couldn't. Yeah. If outside of a C, G, and a D, mm-hmm. and maybe an A and a D7, I couldn't tell you what note it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't read it. Yeah,
but you know how it sounds and what goes together, though.
Yeah.
C. Michael
Austin.
I guess
I just blessed that way, bro.
There you go. There you go. It's a gift. C. Michael Austin, our guest this morning. A new CD, Quadruple Negative, and you can. We'll talk again about where you can purchase that. More coming up. It is 8:46. This is Galesburg Live.
From Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. I'm Tom Meredith. Thanks for being with us here this morning. My guest, C. Michael Austin.
Hey,
he is a
Mike.
Local C. Mike. He's a local musician, retired Army. Well,
yeah.
I'm calling you retired Army.
Yeah, everybody.
You did a whole career.
Everybody else does.
Yeah, you did a whole career. His new CD, Quadruple Negative. You can reach him at this email address. It's basically C. Michael's Entertainment Group. It's C. Mike ENTGRP. LLC@gmail.com. C Mike ENT. So there's two E's.
Yeah.
Right? C Mike, MICKE, ENTGRP, LLC@gmail.com. They can find you on Facebook as well to check out some of your music. We were talking about producing, and you were giving me an example off the air of something that how a producer, well, you know what? Here, I forgot to have a stop sign there, so I'm going to let this this little live version of one of his songs. This one's called Special.
Yeah.
This was, so where was this, was were you in Southeast Asia, or where were you at when you did this concert?
No, this was at Fort Drum, New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Another song from 1979.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And you hear with me. So you had these, had you written them down, or you had just still had them in your head this
just
entire time?
Just still had them in my head. And finally, when I got to a point where I could record something.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Wow.
As the moon shines through the window.
We played this when a band I was in Fort Lewis, Washington, at a Christmas company Christmas party, and the entire command fell in love with it. They fell in love with it. So it got to those point over that during that Christmas season.
Yeah.
Had to go play it somewhere. They didn't want to hear nothing else, just that one.
That's the one, yeah. And we rock it out here. Special was the name of the song. C. Michael Austin. All right, so talking about producing, you had a story you tell me off there about how, you know, how the producer can have an influence, and you had a situation where actually with a friend of yours,
Melvin,
written something just like boom, put it together, and like he comes back the next day and C. Mike had taken it and made it a completely different song.
I freaked him out.
Talk about what happened.
Melvin, I got back to Detroit after my military days, and Melvin, you know, wanted to record some stuff. And so I thought, come on by the house. And he came over and he had this song called Don't Look Back, which is, I do believe, was on this CD.
Okay.
Right. And he had it very Ricky Nelson. You're looking my way. This is love's uncertain. Mm. You're looking my... Well, this is telling somebody to get to stepping, right?
Right. You're, well, it's like, you're in the relationship. Get out of here. Right? Don't want to see you again, right?
He left, right? He left, and I stayed up all night. When he got back, and he's ready to hear some Ricky Nelson, and that sucker jumped out of those speakers. He was like, whoa! I said, hey, man, it's got to be like this, dude. I mean, yeah. We want to tell him, you get a little angry behind that. Get out.
Yeah. You know? So was he happy with it though?
Oh yeah. He was like, yeah, let's do this. And a couple of things. And another thing on that point is that I was sitting over there at the computer getting ready to set up like that. And I always leave the mic on because you never know what's mm-hmm. gonna come down. And I left the mic on and he went, here we go, like that, you know, but I wasn't ready. Well, I grabbed that little part, you know, because I had it work, you know, I had it recording. I grabbed that little part, and that's how the song starts.
Oh, perfect.
Here we go. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it starts. It works out, right?
You know? Oh, perfect.
So that's a producing type thing.
Yeah,
right,
and you never know what's, you know, like you said, you have the mic on, have it live recording all the time, so you never know what's going to come out of it.
Right.
A conversation or whatever that you could use.
He's got one that he did, and like I said, I keep that recording, and he's sitting up there, and he's, you hear him practicing in the back. Mm-hmm. He's just doggone. He's like, I always have a hard time, you know, playing that note unless I cut my nails. Well, I still put that.
That's in the song?
Yeah. And at the end of it, you know, so it plays a song. And then at the end of it, I go back into that, what he was talking. And he's like, oh, you got that recording? Oh, I'm going to kill you. And it was funny, man. I mean, it works out. And that was one of his dad's favorite songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he should thought have known it was funny. At some point, he should have known you're always recording.
Yeah. So, yeah, after that second time, he's like, you ain't recording, are you?
Am I?
Lean over in front of this computer and go, nope, not me. Go ahead. Just go.
Right. C. Michael Austin joining us here this morning. Quadruple Negative, the CD. Hey, maybe a Christmas present you're looking for if you just like the music yourself. Again, email address, you can contact C Mike ENTGRPLLC, all one word, at gmail.com.
I'm gonna warn you, it's $30, but it's four disc.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, it's a four disc set. And
So it goes, the quadruple right. Goes with that also.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so a four disc set, so you can find them on Facebook, contact you there as well.
Yeah.
Some really good stuff.
You don't have to friend me, just send me a message.
There you go. So what's the future hold for you musically? Or what are you hoping for?
That works better.
Right.
Yeah, I can answer that question. Yeah. The rest of it, I just want to be able to breathe and stay COVID-free.
Well, there's that.
Honestly, I'd like to be able to record with, here's a cool thing, Mary again. Mary, when I met her, that was in the 90s, I want to say 98. And her daughters were like 13 and 11 at that time. They're all grown with babies now.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter, Sky, you know, sings. Actually, all the girls sing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sky is one that's really into the, you know, recording and, you know, and singing and like that. So I'd like to honestly get back down there and produce them again.
Right.
Because, like I said, Mary's my musical wife. I'm never leaving you, honey.
Well, and then, like you said, getting your music out, you know, if maybe the right person hears it, seeing, you know, having somebody else record it that's already, you know, established also.
It would be cool. I mean, like I said, Darius Rucker, mm-hmm. there's a couple of them out there that I could hear easily. You know, I could hear them easily.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, C. Michael, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning. And again, all one word, C. Mike, C-M-I-K-E, and then ENTGRPLLC at gmail.com. And you can contact him on Facebook, Quadruple Negative.
Yeah.
A four disc set. It's a box set, as they say, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There
it's
you
a
go.
Box set.
All right. Well, C. Mike, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for
really enjoy the music, man.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
I appreciate it. Thank you.